Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
In the NoCo is supported by Blue Federal Credit Union, with locations from Denver to Cheyenne, helping members tap into the power of community. More information at bluefcu.com.
From KUNC and the NPR Network, this is In the NoCo, a daily slice of Northern Colorado news and happenings. It's Wednesday, March 27th. I'm Erin O'Toole. The cash bail system continues to face scrutiny in the U.S. Activists say it subverts the long-held American ideal that a person is innocent until proven guilty. In other words, under the cash bail system, if you can't afford to post bail, you could end up sitting in jail for days, weeks, or even months waiting for a trial, regardless of your innocence. In Colorado, as in other states, people of color are overrepresented in jails and prisons, making this a huge equity issue. State Representative Elizabeth Epps recently won a seat in the state house in part because of her activism on this. She's been fighting to eradicate cash bail in Colorado for several years, and the documentary film How We Get Free tells that story. Geeta Gandabir is the film's co-director.
It is incredibly challenging when you talk about folks who have been incarcerated or even unjustly incarcerated to get people to sit up and pay attention. It's just the nature of the way that in our country, folks who are economically more vulnerable have been vilified.
Ahead of the film screening at the ACT Human Rights Film Festival in Fort Collins next week, I sat down with Gandabir to find out why she focused on cash bail and Epps' battle to eradicate it.
I wasn't really aware of how many people remain in prison without having been convicted of a crime. And I think the number is around 400,000, probably higher, because, you know, things are obviously underreported. So the idea that 400,000 people sleep in prison, you know, every night because they cannot afford to pay their bail, which can sometimes be as low as $20, you know, or Right. Something like that, is mind blowing to me.
Yeah. The film follows Elizabeth Epps over the course of a couple of years that she is going around and paying the bail bonds of people who are in jail who can't afford to pay them. And I have to say, I was really struck by just the constant stream of calls that she's getting, the hundreds of pieces of mail from people who are seeking help. Now, obviously, every single case is different, but I'm wondering if you could give us an overall sense of why this is happening so much, why these numbers are so high.
Well, I think the prison industrial complex that exists in our country obviously is a capitalist endeavor, ultimately, right? Like, there is the idea that folks, it thrives on obviously keeping prisons full. And so it thrives on essentially incarcerating poor people and bail, you know, bail being a major part of that. So I think folks are, you know, often incarcerated for the smallest things, for sleeping on a park bench, right? It's like you are punished for being economically vulnerable, for, you know, it could be something as we had one story that didn't make it into the film, but that was so profound to me, about a young man told the story of how when he was a kid, his mother, they had a dog that barked, and they racked up a couple of violations for the dog barking. And it was, his mother was a single mother. They couldn't afford, the mother could not afford to pay those tickets or those violations, which added up to eventually $500. And she was arrested and incarcerated over that, over a dog barking. So his mother did not pick him up from school that day because she had been jailed over something that ridiculous. So I think these are things that just, again, in, you know, when you look at, again, the economically vulnerable in our country, it is disproportionately Black and brown folks, you know, and they are jailed. This country jails folks, imprisons folks at a rate that is incredibly high compared to other countries in the world. So we're looking at a system that thrives on things like cash bail. And cash bail is just one aspect of this sort of monster that we've created.
And clearly the system puts lower income people at this tremendous disadvantage, but also people who are vulnerable because of mental health or substance abuse issues.
One thing I thought was interesting is Denver Sheriff Elias Diggins. He notes that the current system of cash bail gets people who are struggling with issues like this more deeply entrenched into the justice system.
That's right. So Sheriff Diggins was really interesting to us because he, again, I think the relationship between him and Elizabeth, as you can see, they're clearly comrades in some ways, even though they
they have this mutual respect for each other that I was not expecting.
And I feel like that's something we often don't see these, like as our political system and just has become so fraught and so polarized, you don't see those relationships often in the way that you see them with Elizabeth and the sheriff. And I think the idea that they are aligned on cash bail and the idea that it should be eradicated was really powerful to us, and that they're able to work together and get past a lot of their issues, you know, the other issues that they may have, and even joke, you know, that was really meaningful. So that was, again, something we wanted to highlight because it felt like something from the old days where people actually saw each other as humans and like could get together and have, you know, understand where they didn't agree, but come together on what they did and maybe make change accordingly.
Yeah. Well, Elizabeth Epps obviously is doing a lot in this documentary on an individual level, helping people. After she is elected as a Colorado state representative, you know, she talks about how broader policy changes are needed. I'm wondering what reform might look like here. What are the alternatives to a cash bail system?
That's a great question. As far as Elizabeth, I would say I can speak for I'm not an expert, I'm a filmmaker. So what Elizabeth would say, and as she says in the film, is if you provide people with the resources they need to survive, so if people have housing, you know, electricity, running water, like a good education, if you give them places for play, and this is what she literally says, play, worship, and rest, if they have enough to eat, then crime ultimately diminishes, right? And folks hold each other accountable and also are able to care for each other. You know, like you see that communities can organize and take care of themselves. It's not so much like, how do we eradicate cash bail and keep the prison system going otherwise? I think the idea is, how do we abolish the prison system? How do we get rid of it? You know, and how do we bolster our communities so that crime possibly doesn't happen.
Like a new way to think about community safety.
Yes. Yes.
Geeta, I'm wondering if working on this film changed your perspective in any way.
I think what was really interesting to me is that it certainly opened my eyes to the harms of cash bail, and cash bail was not on my radar before in a way that it should have been. I was definitely deeply entrenched in the problems of policing, the rate at which folks are incarcerated, the disparity in incarceration. And it's something that a lot of folks don't think about because people who are the most vulnerable often don't have a platform for their voices in the way that like folks do when around some of the other issues.
Geeta Gandabir, co-director of the documentary How We Get Free, thank you so much for talking with me about this today.
Thank you so much for having me.
The documentary is part of Colorado State University's ACT Human Rights Film Festival, which opens Wednesday, April 3rd. Find more information at actfilmfest.org. We'll have a link in our show notes. That's it for us today here on In the NoCo. Our producer is Ariel Lavery. Robin Vincent is our executive producer. I'm your host, Erin O'Toole. We'll talk soon.